So, we know that companies track our buying habits, but we forget that there are entities out there that are far more interested in our reading habits, and they're serious. Most people probably don't think twice about their personal information when they're reading news online. After all, there's no obvious reason to assume our data is being harvested unless we're, say, typing in a shipping address or a credit card number. But in a recent column for the Columbia Journalism Review titled, "Being a Good Journalist Means Learning How to Keep a Secret," Joel Simon says that when we access news sites over unencrypted connections, we disclose valuable information about ourselves simply by looking. By publishing their work on the web without encrypting their sites, Simon says that they don't just expose themselves, but their readers, some of whom can be seriously vulnerable.
In Iran or China or Ethiopia, where government surveillance is pervasive, if you're visiting a news site and you're reading material that the government doesn't want you to see, they can find out about it. Then they can take other action to intensify the surveillance, either online or in person. And if they haul you in, it's part of a package that they can use to take other kinds of repressive action against you.
Not only is the individual user at risk, but perhaps news sites serving a community that otherwise would have no access to that information.
Correct. Securing the website means that the government has two options. They can either block the entire site, or they can allow access to it. If the information is not secure, then the government can block access to specific articles and specific content. So the only way to ensure that the government doesn't have this capability is to ensure that the entire site is encrypted.
So let's say I'm looking at a news website. Is there any way for me to know if my connection to that site is in fact encrypted?
Yes, it's very easy. You just look at the browser. If the browser has HTTPS and a little lock next to it, it's encrypted. If it does not have that lock, it does not have the S, it is visible to governments or other people who might be surveilling the connection.
So what's going on technically behind the scenes in an encrypted connection?
The data is scrambled between your computer and the website. It's actually a pretty simple process to encrypt. But there are other challenges for the media, which we can talk about.
Like what?
Well, the main challenge is that a lot of the embedded content, particularly advertising, is not encrypted at this point. For many media organizations, it's an economic decision. If you encrypt the connection, nobody can see the ad. Now, the interesting thing here is there's something called the Interactive Advertising Bureau, and they support encryption. So it's a question of how long will it take the industry to make this the standard, and that should make it easier for media organizations to encrypt their entire sites.
And you're calling for the industry to get on this.
Absolutely. I think the media industry owes this to its users, particularly vulnerable people around the world, because if they don't take this step, they're exposing their readers needlessly to significant risk.
Furthermore, you are astonished that news organizations aren't stronger advocates of this issue.
Yeah, I think if there were restrictions on newsprint, the industry would get behind it. Electrons are the newsprint of today.
What happens if you start reading this information not from an encrypted page, but on Facebook or from Twitter or, you know, all the other places that links and connections are made?
Your connection to Facebook, your connection to Twitter, that's already encrypted. It's actually the media, particularly the legacy media that has large websites, that's sort of behind the curve on this. It's ironic that Facebook, which is, you know, committed to
sharing your personal data,
has advanced further in this process than the media industry itself. But this is a kind of activist movement to encrypt the entire web. This will really only work when institutions take this on. And we're actually seeing some movement. The Washington Post has started to encrypt its website. Some of the newer media organizations like the Marshall Project, The Intercept, they're fully encrypted. ProPublica is almost fully encrypted. So this is starting to happen, but I think that it should rise on the list of priorities because it's very important to the integrity of these kinds of media operations.
Joel, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brooke. Always a pleasure.
Joel Simon is the executive director of the Committee to Protect Journalists and author of The New Censorship, Inside the Global Battle for Media Freedom.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.